you'd say you were?
Dusting furniture, I guess.
I don't know what you call it.
I would think.
I wouldn't know. There's a special word for that. I don't know.
Do you ever hear people use the expression of picking up or straightening the house?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that?
Straightening up.
Straightening up?
Straightening up. Not picking up. Straightening up.
Yeah, some of them say picking up, too. Picking up.
Well, most are straightening up.
Some kids that just strip their clothes and throw them on the floor and they go back and pick them up.
Yeah, pick them up. But most of the time it's straightening up would be the more proper word.
I see. Well, when you're cleaning around the house like that, what would be the thing that you would use to sweep with? You'd use a...
Now? I use a vacuum cleaner to do the carpets.
Use a broom.
In the kitchen.
You used to use a broom altogether.
Yeah. I didn't have carpets.
I know it. I said you used to use a broom altogether. Yeah.
Have you ever seen any type of broom around here that didn't have the long wooden handle like you have nowadays, but it was made entirely out of broom straw?
No, sir.
Didn't ever see anything like that.
No, sir. We never had any here like that. Not no long broom. Just a whisk broom.
Yeah, but he said a broom without a long handle.
Well, I said, not like the broom that you have nowadays with a long handle, but a good sized broom. The only difference being that it was made entirely out of broom straw without the wooden handle.
No.
Yeah, it was still a good sized broom.
No.
That you would use both hands.
I remember them making them. I don't remember seeing one though.
No, I've never seen one. All of the brooms that made out of strictly the straw without just a little, we term as a whisk broom. Never seen one like that, no one might have.
Well, in this part of the country, years ago, did the women usually set aside one particular day, you know, when all their dirty clothes had accumulated?
Mondays, wash day. Tuesday, ironing day.
Monday.
Was
Monday's a wash day.
Wash day.
And Tuesday's ironing day. They used to iron an awful lot before we had all these clothes. I know it, but we did. Even when I first married Francis, they ironed everything.
We did too.
Ironed all the pillows.
But Monday was always wash day.
Monday's wash day.
Were there any other specific days that you set aside for doing particular chores, like Monday was wash day and Tuesday
iron day?
Saturdays was usually house cleaning day.
That's right. Saturday's house cleaning day. That's right, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Was there one particular day when you did a lot of baking, maybe for the weekend or something like that, or for the rest of the week?
Probably. No, just baking for Sundays. You know, usually we'd bake our cake and cookies and stuff on Saturdays for Sunday.
In our country, when we were raised, Friday was butcher day. You remember that? It was when I was raised. Friday was butcher day.
When you slaughtered animals, you mean?
Friday was butcher day.
Could you tell me about some of the things you did on Butcher Day?
No, just...
That was in the winter time,
no,
huh?
No, Friday the butcher would kill the livestock, and we'd go get our meat from the butcher.
Oh yeah, just for...
Yeah.
That was for eating purpose.
No, it was...
During the week.
No, Friday would always be the Butcher Day. Get our meat.
They used to have what you call a butcher club now. We had one
out there.
They get all the neighbors together enough to get rid of one calf, say. And every week you would get a different piece of meat until you got the whole calf. You understand what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, when I was a kid, though, we had a fellow that...
That was on Fridays and Saturday mornings. It's the men went and got this meat.
But Friday's always been the butcher day.